Today's report by church officials is on attempts to stamp out child sexual abuse by priests at the national level. Here in California, a year-long legal window that had allowed victims of abuse to file lawsuits in very old cases, decades old, that window closed last week. Hundreds of new lawsuits were filed against the church and other groups. Joining us to discuss this is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Hello again, Dahlia.
Hi, Alex.
These new cases filed in California, these are civil lawsuits, and they target the employers of the alleged child abusers, and that's the Catholic Church in around 800 cases. But California's also tried to extend the statute of limitations for bringing criminal charges against abusers. So what's happened to that?
Well, that's right. In the 1990s, the state of California tried to more or less do away with the statute of limitations in criminal cases. Someone who was indicted for molesting that he did in the 1950s and 1970s brought an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he essentially gave all the arguments that we have for statutes of limitations. Memories fade, the evidence goes away, witnesses leave town. Supreme Court actually agreed with him, and they overturned that California law. Now, they didn't say that you can't extend statutes of limitations. What they said was you can't go backwards and sort of undo what's already been done. So that if California, for instance, wanted to go going forward, say the statute of limitations is 50 years, that would be constitutional. What was unconstitutional was this, what was called an ex post facto law.
So why is this okay with civil cases?
Well, it's not completely clear that it will be okay with civil cases, but the plaintiff's attorneys in California are saying that, look, in that case, in Stogner, what the Supreme Court was worried about was personal deprivations of liberty, someone going to jail for a long time because of things that happened 50 years ago. That's very different from suing civilly the Catholic Church. And so while plaintiff's attorneys say this is quite a distinct matter, the church, of course, says it's also unconstitutional. They say if these cases don't get settled, they will appeal on those grounds.
Huh. The report being released by the church today says that the vast majority of dioceses have complied with new church rules designed to stop abuse in the future. What's the significance of that for current or future legal action?
It's not really a legal process. It's sort of an extra legal process. It's all self-auditing, self-reporting. The church is, I think, hoping that this new transparency, this self-policing, this enforcement of future protections against abuse will stave off lawsuits. It's not clear that will happen. I think when this report comes out and the statistics are revealed, it may make what happened in Boston seem insignificant. People may, in fact, run to file new lawsuits.
You know, there's a basic question, especially here in California, where we have a very high-profile child molestation case going on against the entertainer Michael Jackson. These are criminal charges, very serious. But there have been similar allegations against him in the past. Why is it that the legal system takes so long and has so much trouble dealing with allegations of child abuse?
That's a great question, Alex. Child abuse is one of those crimes that sort of lives in the interstices of crime and illness. And as we become increasingly aware of child abuse as a sort of illness, that this is this compulsion, that treatment doesn't work, that recidivism is extraordinarily high, that this may be something that is embedded in you from birth, it becomes increasingly complicated to find real moral culpability. What do you do to incarcerate someone for life? We're having a really hard time reconciling, I think, those two impulses. And as a result, we're really sort of stuck about whether we want to treat these people, lock them up for life, even though they're not making criminal choices. And I think until we do some soul searching in our criminal justice system, these are going to be extraordinarily hard cases.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Alex.